Jodur.
Roots, a 24-hour radio broadcast marathon on Palestinian ecology and solidarity.
يبث أيام 29 و 30 11 من الساعة 11 صباحا وحتى الساعة 11 مساء بتوقيت فلسطين.
Listen live on radio EE.net, radio Alhala and spatial radio.live.
جذور عمل إذاعي منتج بالتعاون مع راديو EE.net,
Berset University, Radio Alhara
و Special Radio CSM London و Disarming Design في معهد سامبرغ.
And welcome back. My name, if you don't remember, is Teddy.
And I'm Lily. And for the next 20 minutes, we have the privilege of sitting down with Palestinian designer Ayhem Hassan, who is a first-year women's wear student here at Central St. Martin's.
Thank you very much for joining us. I know you're in the thick of your projects right now. How is that all going?
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for having me. And shout out to my friends in Palestine at Brazil University. Well, let's just submit it with an award. It's very intense.
I remember I first saw you in a Days Digital article that was published, I think, way earlier this year, about how you were trying to raise all the funds that you could so you could start CSM this fall. Can you kind of talk to us a little bit about how, A, you kind of fashion became this medium for you and this kind of incredible journey that you've been on to get to where you are now, sitting, you know, in CSM, you know, well into your first year?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's been a crazy year. It's been a roller coaster to get here. And I'm super excited that I'm here. Well, first question, I was always interested about people and how people express themselves, especially in Palestine, because in a place with a lot of restrictions from society and occupation, you can see it's not a big fashion scene in Palestine compared to CSM, compared to London. So you can see the expression of people through details, and this is really interesting because you can see like how many like layers and expressions of stuff on people while they're expressing themselves, moving and doing their daily lives. And yeah, I'm so happy I did my way to get here through like asking people to help me through community, and it's a huge thing for me because this is rarely happens in the fashion industry as it's a very competitive place. And I got this support from everyone. A lot of people supported me, a lot of people believed in me to be here, and I'm here and I'm so thankful for everything. Yeah.
and you started in a general design course, and you know, where everything is kind of, you kind of learn everything. And how did you end up, you know, deciding that, you know, the career path that in the medium that I want to go with is fashion and design?
Yeah, so I did like 3 years BA general design in Palestine, Brazil University, and it was a really good years to me for experimenting a lot of pathways like graphic and product design, and experimenting how I should look at stuff from a fashion perspective, because I always was interested in fashion. It was my comfortable space to express what I'm thinking about, what I'm feeling about, and how I'm looking at things. As for me, where I live, fashion is more than just a form of expression. It's more also, it's like a way to blend in and be camouflaged so you can be protected from society and from the military occupation importantly. And this is really interesting because it made me like, okay, I hate the normal that I'm living in. I hate the reality that I'm living in. And fashion was a way to fantasize a new normal, a new reality, to just do whatever I want and push myself to beat a lot of limits and get out of my comfort zone.
And what does creativity and fashion maybe? I mean, I think you've already touched on it, but maybe there's more to say. In what does the creativity and fashion look like in an occupied country?
Yeah, this is like a huge thing. Through studying in Berzeit and coming to here, that I had to be, I had to work and had to be creative in a very very restricted place, and there's a lot of borderlines. I can see the extension of occupation when I'm choosing my fabric, when I'm choosing my materials, when I'm looking for inspiration. And that is really interesting for me because when I think about my creative process, I like to discuss things that happens to me and things that make me about my emotions, about how my daily life is. And yeah, it's a lot of restrictions in Palestine when it comes to like materials, experimenting. As I said, there's not a big fashion scene, and that made me more like, yeah, I have to push myself. I have to like find other ways and other hacks to build an amazing portfolio. And the fact that I'm accepted in this course and I'm doing this course in women's wear at CNC St. Martin's, it's a big, like, it's a huge, like, yeah, it's like you can do it wherever you are. You can, like, even if you're like in a place like in Palestine, in an occupied country, you can still push yourself to the huge limits. And this is really interesting.
Yeah, I think something that I'm kind of curious about is, at least in my opinion, you know, CSM has kind of come to represent this notion of, you know, free creativity. It almost seems like it's kind of unbound by like real world problems and kind of sometimes real world scenarios. And, you know, like once you swipe through the barriers at the front gate, it's like it kind of feels like no rules. It's all play. How did you when you first got here kind of navigate that this kind of space, because it's the complete opposite from where you've been and what you've had to go through, and just to be able to kind of express any kind of creativity that you've been able to kind of conjure, you know, have you felt like there's been like a huge shift in your practice, you know, because there's not these bounds around you anymore, that you can really just kind of express every notion of art and design and culture and language and every route possible?
Yeah, this is a huge point, because like as soon as I'm like here for like 2 months now, and as soon as I'm here, I was in a huge culture shock. I was like, this is a place where I can't feel anything that I'm used to. Like I lived 22 years in Palestine. I was seeing all the visuals of occupation everywhere. I felt it everywhere. And the moment I was here, and my first project was like to discuss traditional borderlines. And I'm like, yeah, this is like a really, like I need to think about it, because the moment I was in CSM, there's no restrictions. It's full, like expressing the way how people think, sexuality, gender, and like the different styles from people from all like backgrounds from the world. This is also more like it's added value to the course. It's like it's really exciting to like communicate with people from different backgrounds and seeing a lot of perspectives that I'm not used to see this. I was always like having the same perspective from people who's sharing the same stories like me. And when I was here, it put a lot of pressure on me, because okay, now the whole world is in front of me. What I'm gonna do? So it's like it's a lot of pressure, but at the same time, it pushed me to like get out of my comfort zone and try a lot of different mediums and experimenting a lot. And yeah.
And with that experimentation, where does, say, sustainability enter your design practice?
Yeah, sustainability is a huge part of my design process, because like I lived in a place that the environment is not accessible for me this much. I couldn't like see everything. So sustainability wasn't an important thing for me there. And then I was like, yeah, I should like think about this in my design process, because I like to think about like on my conceptual research, I like to think how, when I'm discussing an issue, how I'm discussing it before, during, what happens in it, and after this. And it's like the materials I use to express this concept, I like to think about it's like, okay, so it's, I'm working with this, I'm dripping with this, and it's on the body, and it's evolving with the body, and then the body like gets rid of this material, and what will happen to this material, because it used to be part of this body and this movement, and now what happened to it? So I like to think about sustainability a lot, and I figured out here a lot of different ways, different perspectives of sustainability in CSM, and this was also an exciting part for me to explore and experiment with.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, like you said, a culture shock, but also now you're kind of living in surplus, like everything is at your fingertips. And it's, you know, how do you kind of stay rooted and grounded to you and yourself as a designer? Because, you know, your identity is kind of constructed from the environment that you're in, you know. Do you feel like, you know, you can't help but want to just kind of run wild and just go crazy with designing and kind of, you know, really kind of going against everything that you have kind of what you worked in for in Berzeit, and, you know, kind of, have you ever felt like you need to kind of subvert everything you've done because now you're in this whole new environment? Like, now you can establish a completely separate identity from where you started and those kind of cultural constraints.
Yeah, definitely. Because my goal was, like, because I already had like 3 years BA in general design. So my goal was like, okay, I want to experiment more. I want to develop new techniques, develop new skills that I don't have. I want to discuss stuff that I wasn't allowed to discuss there. And that it's like, it's more exciting for me here in CSM because there's a lot of things and you get inspired from London, from living on yourself, from living far from home, for living in a place that's, as I said, there's no visual sign to any restrictions and any emotions of like how restrictions is affecting. And that's really exciting because like, you can explore so many stuff while, in a place that's like open for all the opportunities. And especially in a place like, I have like a lot of fashion influence and a lot of like from my teachers, from students, from museums. And yeah, it's very inspirational.
And who are those influences?
Oh, it's a lot. I mean, I went to Victor and Albert Museum and it was just like a big, massive inspiration for me. It was like everything, sculptures, fashion. I mean, I saw John Galliano work. It was so exciting for me. And like my teachers who works like Vivienne Westwood, Tom Ford, Givenchy. It's really nice to like learn from these people who have like a huge skills. And the thing that shocked me a lot about the course that I knew CSM was very intense, but I didn't know it's this much. And it's not actually about, it's not the same education system that I had in Palestine. There's a lot here, it's like self-taught. So it's you are on your own. You are like in women's wear, I have 45 students with me. So, and everyone is very different. So it's not, I'm not competing with them. I'm not competing with this industry. I'm competing with myself. I'm competing with how I can push myself and push my concepts to a more advanced way. And that's really exciting because it's like it's a huge place. You can express anything and you can talk about any issue and no one will like, oh, you can't talk about this. You're not allowed to talk about this. It's gonna affect you politically or it's gonna like make it your heart difficult. Here it's more a safe environment to explore topics like this.
And I think that's a great point that you make, that here you're not in competition with other people, but only the challenges that you set yourself. And I think you can get lost in a world here of competition and wanting to outdo other people. And it's a very, very advanced, very mature way of approaching that. And that's very refreshing to hear. I think what I was touched about what you said earlier was when you talked about the vulnerability. I mean, to come here on this show shows a level of vulnerability and progress and willingness. And I wonder whether you see that with the other students so much. That level of vulnerability, it could be quite daunting. You're in your first year.
Yeah, I am. So it's like, I mean, I discovered here, it's like everyone expressing a side of themselves, which is different. It's totally different from someone else. And as I said, I was like not used, I was used to like discuss this political stuff really easily because everyone literally lived the same way I lived and got affected by this stuff. And here it's more, it's making me more like, oh, should I talk about this? Should I discuss this stuff or should I not? Because other students are thinking about things that are more different than me. And I don't know, it's I'm just going with the flow and I'm seeing what will happen. And yeah.
I think it's you saying, you know, not sure whether or not, you know, bring certain topics up. My kind of question is, do you think that, you know, CSM should do more? You know, obviously it's a great facility and it's a great you know, kind of almost like a safety blanket where we are able to express and try out and trial and fail. But do you feel like, you know, you've kind of, you know, you've gotten here, you've gone through so much, but now you're kind of, you've kind of been dropped in the deep end. Like, do you feel like there is the support there for you to not only continue your studies, but just to be able to experience CSM and London and everything that it has to offer?
Yeah, I think, like, at first I felt like I'm not 100% comfortable to discuss things. Like, on my white project, I was discussing about tradition borderlines. And when I saw other people's work, I felt like a bit like, okay, I'm thinking about it in a totally different way, because I experienced a totally different experience in Palestine. Like, borderline, it's visual for me. It's like, I can feel it, I can touch it, I can see it, affecting a lot of like aspects of culture, social, sexuality, gender, religion. And this is, for me, it's like, yeah, it's comfortable to think about this because I already experienced all of this. And here I saw total different perspectives. Like, I never could imagine, okay, someone would think about traditional borderlines at this way. And the fact that we're having a talk about Palestine in CSM in London, this is a huge support for me. Like, I'm seeing Palestinian flags in CSM, which is exciting for me. Yeah, and I think in CSM, I think they are not discussing politics that much. They're not discussing about what actually is happening in the world. I mean, London is not perfect. There's a lot of fucked up things here, sorry. But they're not discussing this. I feel here they are more focused on expressing gender, sexuality, which is a really important thing to discuss and experiment with. But I think you should think about it and how is that, what is the extension for this politically, socially, and how actually capitalism is like controlling all of the system. And I think they are not discussing this that much. Yeah, I feel like it should be more like discussing this, especially students.
that's a great point. I like what you said a lot about how there are certain conversations that happen here, and there's definitely like a bigger, we're in an old industrial unit that would have been used as a workhouse, and we talk a lot about that, but are we not it's sort of like almost like a modern day workhouse, you know? We're very much on show. Our studio here has glass and we're very visual to everyone. I thought actually we might have an audience, or at least there's not been one person looking up. We put ourselves on show, but no one's looked up at the moment or tried to get onto the radio. You said it was exciting to see these Palestinian flags. Is there any other emotions that might stir? And certainly down at the fly poster wall, we've got a big section that talks about the broadcast. What's that like when you walk in and read that?
I was really happy to see that. Like the huge signs, like podcast about solidarity to Palestine, because I think there's only two Palestinians in fashion. Like I think one in second year now is doing network, and me. And yeah, when I tell people like, oh yeah, I'm from Palestine, it's like, oh yeah, that's exciting. It's why it's exciting, you know? It's like they're not discussing this much. And I feel, when I saw this support and doing this podcast, it's really exciting for me. I'm really happy to discuss and be involved with it.
Well, you obviously have incredible talent, because you know you originally applied just for the foundation and they quickly bypassed you and you went straight to BA, so you have undeniable talent. And what I'm really curious is through your eyes, what do you think the future of fashion is, not only, you know, your future career, but as well as in Palestine? Like, what are your hope that, you know, the new landscape would look like in the next 5-10 years or however long?
Yeah, I mean, thank you so much. And I see the future of fashion is more about culture, is more about the past, I think. I feel it's more about community, because it changed my way how I experienced support from community, doing fashion, doing something very competitive, doing something in an industry that's filled with capitalism and money, and I'm getting this all support from community. And I feel this is, for me, it's like, yeah, I feel the future of fashion is gonna be more about minorities. It's gonna be, it's in Palestine, I feel it's gonna like blow up like this. Everyone will be doing fashion. I think it's really exciting because there's a lot of craftsmanship, there's a lot of techniques, there's a lot of skills, and there's a lot of creative people in Palestine. And yeah, I'm so excited to collaborate with a lot of people to like just try to make this vision of the future of fashion.
And so hopefully it will go on from being a protection and a blanket, but creating these worlds of make-believe that they'll somehow become a bit more real for you.
Yeah, I will. I mean, I hope the fantasized normal that I did through fashion will be a reality, and it will be more safe to discuss these issues and these like aspects of stuff through the creative process, whether it's fashion, product, graphic, or any other medium. I'm really excited to see this happening in Palestine, and I think it will be.
And where can we see more of your work?
I have my Instagram page, which is iham_hassan99. And I'm excited, like, we have the white show on the 9th of December, and I'm excited to share my piece and everything I was working on in CSM during these 2-3 projects. And yeah, thank you so much for having me. Okay.
Thank you so much for taking time out to come and sit with us. It's been really, really great. And
we can't
wait to see everything that you create over the next couple months and years.
Thank you so much for all the support. And yeah, I'm excited to see what will happen now.
Thank you very much. That was great. And really appreciate you coming in this afternoon. Especially, I don't think you were programmed to study today, so you've made the trip specially in for us, so that's great.